Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today's message, the first in our stewardship series for October, is taken from 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter. David said to Solomon, "And you, Solomon my son, know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every plan and thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Be careful now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." Then David gave Solomon his son the plan of the vestibule of the temple, and of its houses, its treasuries, its upper rooms, and its inner chambers, and of the room for the mercy seat, and the plan of all that he had in mind for the courts of the house of the Lord, all the surrounding chambers, the treasuries of the house of God, the treasuries for the dedicated gifts, for the divisions of the priests and of the Levites, and all the work of the service in the house of the Lord, for all the vessels of the service in the house of the Lord, the weight of gold for all golden vessels, the weight of silver for all silver vessels for each service, the weight of the golden lampstands and their lamps, the weight of gold for each lampstand and its lamps, the weight of silver for a lampstand and its lamps, according to the use of each lampstand in the service, the weight of gold for each table for the showbread, the silver for the silver tables, and pure gold for the forks, the basins, and the cups, for the golden bowls and the weight of each, for the silver bowls and the weight of each, for the altar of incense made of refined gold and its weight. Also his plan for the golden chariot of the cherubim that spread their wings over the covered ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this he made clear to me in writing from the hand of the Lord, all the work to be done according to the plan. This is our text, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. All of you Instagrammers and Netflix subscribers may remember the name that was above all names in the field of home improvement from roughly January to April of 2019, at least according to Google's latest trending statistics. I am, of course, talking about none other than the godmother of decluttering, Marie Kondo. Marie Kondo published a book in 2014 entitled The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. This book enjoyed, of course, moderate success, but then in early 2019 positively exploded when Netflix picked it up as a series entitled simply Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. The premise behind this book and this series was quite simple. Reduce your stress in your home by reducing the amount of unnecessary stuff. Less stuff means less to keep track of, less to clean up, less to worry about and to fret over in our daily routine. Pretty simple concept, right? What many people who got into this series found so enlightening was Kondo's approach to the use of space and, of course, how that space was filled. She is famously fond of saying her catchphrase that you should only keep those items in your house which spark joy. And there's certainly some truth to these words. If my accumulated possessions in my household serve only to make that household feel cluttered and to add stress to my daily routine, then what is the point of having them? If I am holding on to physical objects and possessions like idols and they don't add any happiness or indeed serve a useful purpose, then why in the world should they be taking up space in my house? The reason that Kondo's philosophy resonated with so many viewers in early 2019 is that she is using secular language to tap into a biblical principle that we in the church simply call stewardship. Some of you who looked at your newsletters and your calendars this week, probably saw Loyalty Sunday coming right around the bend. And with Loyalty Sunday, of course, comes our annual stewardship series here at Faith. This year's stewardship theme centers around the word of the Lord from the prophecy of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, where he says, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." Specifically, in this congregation, as we focus on revisiting our plans for ministry in the Bloomington community, we are looking at the plans that God has for two items in particular, space and staff. Now, today, of course, we begin with the topic of space, an area where God has certainly blessed this particular congregation quite richly. I want you to take a moment with me this morning. Look outside the windows of our beautiful sanctuary here. What is it that you see outside these windows? Well, besides the lovely fall foliage that we're enjoying, you might, of course, see our beautiful courtyard, our preschool and childcare wing, the original sanctuary of Faith Lutheran Church where the ministry of this fellowship began just over 50 years ago, and if you really crane your necks around, you might see our most recent expansion, the 2010 addition to our building, which included our gymnasium, our fellowship hall, and our study halls. Dear friends, the Lord provides indeed. This morning I want you, the people of Faith Lutheran, to consider the ways in which God has provided us with a more than ample space for worship and ministry. And in addition to that, as you consider the blessings of God, I want you to ask yourself kind of a Marie Kondo-esque question. Does this space, or does the way that we use this space, spark the joy of the Lord? Now that may sound a little chintzy, but I assure you I'm serious. Is God's name being glorified in this space? Are we being good stewards of the gifts that He has given us at this location? As we ponder this question, let's examine King Solomon. Let's let him be our example from the 28th chapter of 1 Chronicles. When Solomon's father, King David, passed away, he left his son the rather overwhelming task of building a suitable house for Yahweh. But thankfully, he also, as we read, left him some very detailed instructions. Solomon, on his part, he spared no expense in following through on the designs of his father to make the space that was appointed him glorify God down to the smallest and most minute detail. We would read later in 1 Kings chapters 6 and 7 how the temple was so beautifully adorned with rich cedar and cypress woods, intricately carved floral motifs and lattice work, gold overlay, olive wood carved cherubs and animals and pomegranates, pillars and stands and basins of bronze with lampstands and tables and an altar of pure gold. The impression that the scriptures give in this text is of a space that was positively filled to the brim with all the finest worldly treasures to glorify the God who had so graciously and mercifully blessed His people Israel. No doubt as we read 1 Kings chapters 6 and 7, as we look at 1 Chronicles chapter 28, there are many congregations around the world who would positively be envious of the blank check that Solomon wrote to create this lavish and splendid house of worship. But then, what good does that do us? We here at Faith, we certainly don't have a blank check. At least the last time I checked, Doug, am I right on that? Yeah. But friends, what we do have is something far greater. We have something that Solomon did not have. We at Faith may not be blessed with that blank check, but God has made His grace and mercy known in this space for the last 50 years by the working of the Holy Spirit proclaiming the news of Jesus Christ. While we may not know sometimes how to go about the overwhelming task of making this place shine with the glory of God like King Solomon before us, after all, we are not as wealthy and wise, and we do not have the aforementioned blank check, we still have what Solomon only looked forward to. We have what he in his life was not blessed to receive. In this space, we are privileged to come each and every week to receive the bodily presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus. We hear his forgiveness, and that sparks joy and peace indeed. Hear the word of the Lord according to the 21st chapter of Revelation. The dwelling place of God is with man. And again in Acts chapter 17, the God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man. And again, 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, are being made into the temple of the Lord, and that his Spirit dwells in you? And finally, in Ephesians 2, you are members of the household of God. You are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together as a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. And so, dear friends, how do we spark joy in this space? Not just in this space, but in this community, in this fellowship. How do we make the worship carried out here by this people a worship that is pleasing to God? Certainly not with gold or silver, not with precious cedar and olive wood, not even with gymnasiums and study halls and fellowship wings, wonderful as though those things might be. Friends, if this space is not employed to proclaim Christ and him crucified, the same Christ who dwells with us in word and sacrament, if this building is not being used to bring little children to the knowledge of their Lord Jesus who calls to them, if this font is not being filled with the baptismal waters and this altar not being set with the body and blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins, for life and salvation, then friends, there is no joy at all in this house. Likewise, if your houses are not places where the scriptures are read with your families and in private devotions, if your tables are not places where you give thanks to God for all of his bounty, if your dwelling place is filled with empty possessions and not with the Holy Spirit, then likewise you have built a house on sinking sand. And all the Marie Kondoing in the world will spark no joy in it. And so, people of faith, let us endeavor to be good stewards of the space that God has given us, both in our homes and, yes, here in our congregation. As we form our committee to survey the use of space in this building, let us continue on in prayer for this committee, that they too might be faithful stewards of all the many and various blessings that God has entrusted to us here at Faith. That the space that we examine, both the space that we have now and the space that may come in the future, would glorify his name. Let us examine the space that we have to diligently do the work of the Holy Spirit. Let us examine the possibilities that are ahead of us to accomplish those works which are currently beyond our grasp. In all things and in every matter, let us fill all places with the love of Christ Jesus, who has made his dwelling place with us, whose plan for us is hope and salvation, who has prepared for us an eternal dwelling with him in his kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in the same Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.